News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, it's 9 minutes past seven here on News Talk Breakfast with Andrea Gilligan and Paul Williams. Donald Trump is pushing to end US citizenship rights for children born in the United States to immigrants and non-citizens who are in the country illegally. To discuss this, now we're joined now by Bruce Morrison, who is the former congressman and immigration lawyer. Bruce, it's a great pleasure to talk to you and great honour to talk to you. What impact, first of all, could this move have on those who are undocumented and living in the US today?
Well, if this were to become law, and I think it's not going to become law, but if it were, it would mean not only undocumented people, but people who are on temporary work visas or people who have green cards could have children and have them not be American citizens, though born in America. That would reverse the law that has been in effect for the United States since the beginning and was made clear after the Civil War so that people who had formerly been slaves could become citizens.
So could we be looking at mass deportations down the road?
We would have children with uncertain status, because right now when you're born in the United States, you are eligible for a U.S. passport, and that's the end of it. This would create a lot of ambiguity. In fact, Ireland created this kind of ambiguity that currently exists there when it changed the law in 2004 by referendum from birthright citizenship to something else.
And staying with that, Bruce, we can't really try and take a position on the high moral ground here in Ireland, can we?
Well, I think not. At the time of the referendum, I publicly opposed what was suggested in that at that time, which was an overreaction to one case that people found disturbing, and it was kind of a political decision of the government to push forward the referendum. At the time, I said that Ireland should follow the longstanding rule that had existed in Ireland and that existed in the United States that made clear that people born in the country should be treated as citizens. The opposite leaves people who were in the country at the time of a birth of a child in much more ambiguous circumstances.
You said there this may not get through, and this is because it is part of the Constitution, the 14th Amendment. Trump is saying he's got legal advice and that he doesn't need to change the Constitution to make this happen.
Well, most people believe that the proper interpretation of the 14th Amendment is that to change birthright citizenship, you would have to amend the Constitution. And that is a constitutional amendment that is the result of the U.S. Civil War. That's how important it was. And anyone who trifles with it will find themselves opening some very, very old and awful wounds. The fact that some people believe that Congress could pass a statute that would limit birthright citizenship, but most legal scholars don't agree with that. And certainly, I know of no legal scholar who believes that the president can do this as if he were king by just issuing an executive order. That executive order cannot change the Constitution, cannot change U.S. statutory law, and can only direct officers of the U.S. government to do particular things, and it cannot direct them to ignore the Constitution or the law. So I think this is nonsense, and this was just Trump being Trump right before the election, trying to stir up more immigration unease among his supporters.
So this was a cynical political stunt to shore up support. And is it just more fire and fury that will fizzle out?
Yeah, I don't know whether we'll ever see the executive order. But this is all, calling it a stunt is right, except for how serious a proposal this is and how awful it is given the history of the United States and the importance of birthright citizenship to that history.
Bruce Morrison, you're remembered very fondly in this country as the man who introduced the green card lottery scheme, which made it possible for 48,000 plus undocumented Irish to gain legal status in the United States. But under Trump, America is no longer a warm house for Irish immigrants.
Well, I think that's true. In fact, I don't think it's limited to the Irish. I'm afraid that Mr. Trump has found it useful to stir up anti-immigrant sentiments and, quite frankly, many anti-sentiments with disastrous consequences as a way to gain power initially in the election, which he did by a sliver of the Electoral College vote, and then which he's done as president. Many people thought as president he would stop with the divisive conduct, but frankly, day in and day out, week in and week out, for minor political advantage, he's willing to stir up ancient hatreds. This is not leadership that the world needs or that America needs.
Indeed, we leave it there. Bruce Morrison, former congressman and immigration lawyer, thank you very, very much for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast.